All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Welcome to the show. Well, you just heard the state rep say he's going to be over there fighting for you, but the bottom line is it looks good for the state people to be able to say, let's put a cap on property taxes. But what kind of challenges does that make for a city in a case like that?
Well, Scott, first of all, I think the rhetoric surrounding this has been a little misleading. They're talking about tax reform, and they're talking about, you know, tax help for the citizens. But as Ms. Mary Lynn said yesterday, we're talking about $2 a month for most people. So there's not a lot there, but it does cause serious challenges for cities, counties. We're trying to fund new police, new fire, infrastructure improvements, and that's very difficult as it is. And if you put a cap on that, then it makes it even more difficult.
Well, and while your budget may be set for a year, the expenditures are really planned out to happen on into the future. So this impacts for a long time, not just in one year.
Certainly, when you hire any new personnel, particularly public safety, you're talking about a long-term permanent commitment. And we use those forecasts that we do every year to determine what the city can afford. And when you put a cap on that, we just can't plan long term.
Sure. Well, you know, there are, with that in mind, there are some capital projects. We're talking people here first, but there's some capital projects that Brian is looking at. We were talking to Mayor Nelson a couple of weeks ago. Now you're going to store some water underground. There's expense involved there. Bombers Park, there's some expense involved there. Downtown Bryan Association, expense involved there. So these were things that are basically unplanned when you put your budget together. Now going forward, how do you have to put this, lay this out? What is that process like?
Well, Scott, we when we prepare the budgets every year, we do about for most funds, we do a five-year forecast. Some funds, we go out further than that. And so when we do those things, council has directed us this past year with the adoption of what is the City of Bryan Financial Management Policy Statements, and there are fund balance minimums that they have targeted. And that's a specific reason for that. When needs come up, the citizens of Bryan, when those needs come up, we have to be able to be flexible. It certainly makes it difficult, but that's what those things are there for.
How long have you been at the city, Brian?
Almost 4 years.
Okay. So let's think about year one for you. And now here we are at year four. The growth that's taken place in Bryan is very different than what it was 4 years ago. So how does that change the process?
That's a good question, Scott. So about 50% of the city's general fund budget, give or take, depending on what year you're talking about, is based on sales tax. You and I both know that sales tax is very volatile. Over the last 5 years, I just did this discussion we're having with Senate Bill 2, the growth in Bryan over the last 5 years has been just over 10% estimated, and it's a little more than 1.6% every year. As that happens, the infrastructure demands are enormous as we grow. We see that all over. And so we have to look back and we have to say, okay, what are we counting on coming in? Is that going to be sales tax? Is that going to be property tax? And then how are we going to plan on those infrastructure needs? The discussion with things like the bombers is a little different. DBA is a little different. That's based on HOT, hotel occupancy tax. And so that is a little different discussion. You can only use those funds for certain things. So those things are going to happen that way. But when we start talking about general fund dollars, that's when we really put a strain on those tax dollars.
Certainly. And let's take a snapshot then. Do you have sales tax figures for January, maybe December, and how those look as opposed to the past year?
December was actually a little down, not much, less than 1%, I believe, last time I looked. Yesterday I was doing the January numbers, and they're actually a little up from last year. Year over year, we're up about 13% in the month of January. And for the year, we're up about 2.7, almost 3% over last year's numbers.
Well, you mentioned hot funds. That's the hotel motel tax. And as you mentioned, that can only be used for certain things. But generally, that's been a pretty good growth area for Bryan.
It has. Last year, the numbers were down a little bit from 14. And we attributed some of that to the oil and gas activity in the area in fiscal 14 for us. But we have seen an increase over 16 thus far in the year. I don't want to project that out for the rest of the year, but we've seen a little bit of an increase this year over last year.
Let's do a hypothetical. If the council decided that they wanted to look at an impact fee, for instance, do they come to you first to ask what that would mean? Do you do studies or theoretical studies and bring that back to staff?
I would assume that the city manager would would probably make that suggestion. We've done a few things like that. Certainly, council will direct the city manager to look at certain things, and we certainly put the numbers together, crunch those things, and do forecasts based on that.
Yeah, good. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us this morning?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it gives us some background because you do have to predict, and then, you know, you have garbage trucks burn and things like that.
Yes,
it was
sir.
A couple of years ago that happened from time to time. But thank you for the time this morning,
thank
Will.
Thank you, Scott.